Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods. We'll put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you if you just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get a lot smarter because Catherine Harrell is with us, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you right now, she's got her stuff together. She's Senior Marketing Manager with Intuit Incorporated. And she's here to talk to us about some of the things that you and I are going to be experiencing, some of the things we're going to be seeing about ourselves and our businesses and those around us over the next decade or so. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Have you here Intuit's Future of Small Business Report. I got this weeks ago, and it was fascinating. And as I mentioned to you off the air, I was talking to a customer, somebody who was asking me to come and speak to their group, and he wanted to make sure that I had your report. And thankfully, I already had it. He already had it. We were already buzzing about it. And I know that makes you happy.
It does. That it's getting out to so many people because we think the content and the key findings are just fascinating and really exciting for small businesses.
Tell us what your focus was to create this report. What were your intentions at the beginning?
Well, Intuit, obviously, our business focuses on helping small businesses achieve their dreams through all of our different products and services. And so because so much of that focus is on small business, we want to know what the future is going to hold for these folks. The trends are going to be changing, so we can make sure to continue to deliver on that. And so we partnered up with this nonprofit research group, the Institute for the Future, to understand and get insights on those future trends. And so some of the key findings, particularly around how the face of small business entrepreneurs will be changing and also entrepreneurial education, were really exciting and insightful for us.
I want to talk about the face of entrepreneurs in the future. I think you guys, one of the things you talk about is that the young entrepreneurs and the older entrepreneurs are going to have a lot in common, aren't they? Entrepreneurship is going to bring those two together in a way that maybe nothing ever has before.
Correct. One of the things, besides just diversity, is new entrants, what we say, are the opposite ends of the age spectrum. So obviously there's a lot of talk about the amount of baby boomers, over 75 million. Over the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And over 60% of them in the study said, I plan to work in retirement. I'd like to have something to do. I'm not going to just sit on a rocking chair on my front porch. I want to be engaged. And I'd like to finally do something about me and give back. And so that's a big population. At the other end of it are almost their kids, these what we call Gen Yers, people born between approximately 1979 and 2000 who are now in high school or college. Have watched their parents go through a lot of company mergers and downsizing, and they're saying, hey, you know, more than ever, I'd like to just start out working for myself. I don't want to go for a Fortune 500 company. It's about me, and I see myself kind of freelancing forever. And so both of these groups are very interested and will more rapidly become entrepreneurs over the next decade.
Well, speaking as sort of part of the older group, I'm not leading edge of the baby boomers, but I'm fairly close, and I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, so it's not like I retired with 35 years with a company and now I'm going to start a business. I've been doing this a long time, but I do understand this one thing: I plan to be productive until I die. I don't know what that's going to mean. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know how long I'm going to be. I'll do the Small Business Advocate Show. Maybe 20 years from now. I don't know. But the point is I don't plan to wander off into the sunset just yet. I have more things that I want to do. And I think there are more people in my generation like that than there were probably in my father's generation.
Absolutely. And that's what we heard over and over as we conducted these thousands of interviews, is people saying, you know, it's finally about me. An example I will share is a woman named Anita in California. She had, I think, will have a career in accounting, and she'd always had this real love of animals, of pets. She said, you know, back when I was young, I considered being a vet. And so when she retired, she opened an online pet food store, organic pet food store, and it was so successful. Expanded it into a retail shop, and she's thrilled because she's finally doing something she loves. And she says, you know, I don't see an end to this. This is not a five-year plan for me. I plan on doing this term. I'm not ready to just, quote, retire. I could live for another 25 years.
Well, exactly. And see, our economy, our marketplace has become so with niches that we've not only have been revealed to us, but that we've actually created, that is creating a lot of opportunity for folks. And I want to talk Catherine Harrell about this some more, folks. She's Senior Marketing Manager with Intuit Incorporated, and she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
We going out tonight.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original one. Almost 10 years old now, where you can find this show in a number of different ways. Any way you can think to use it, either streaming or podcasting it, or if you want to RSS any particular one of these so you can go back to it, you can do that. We got all those capabilities. That's pretty new. Go back and check that out when you get a chance. These are thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, including the one we're doing right now with Catherine Harrell with Intuit. That'll be up and available very shortly in all the different ways. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and our blog is also on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz. And also, you know about our knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz. That's the where you get small business answers now. Catherine Harrell is a senior marketing manager with... They've got a new report out. It's fairly new. It's called Intuit Future of Small Business Report, First Installment, Demographic Trends in Small Business. And I've known about this for some time. It's an outstanding document, Catherine. And we were talking about some of the older folks, some of us folks who are a little bit longer in the tooth. One of the things that I've gotten excited about over the last few years is the emergence of entrepreneurial education, something we had almost nothing of century, Catherine, and how it got introduced to me to start with was when I started hearing from graduate schools and undergraduate schools like the Fisher School of Business in Ohio State and Babson College and Vanderbilt. These schools wanted to be on my talk about what they were doing for entrepreneurship. Now you and I are hearing more and more about this kind of curriculum being offered in the K-12, aren't we?
We are, and I think of entrepreneurial education over the past decade has been fantastic.
And much needed,
yes. But it's just with colleges and universities, which is fantastic. But what we also know is a lot of entrepreneurs come straight out of high school, or they go to trade schools like culinary schools, or they're artists. And that's not traditional. Hey, you need to understand a little bit about financial management or operations or how to manage people when you start your small business. Where do they get that type of information? So what this report indicated from the research is really two trends. First of all, entrepreneurial education going younger and also into those types of community colleges and trade schools and high schools, but also more and more going online. So even those baby boomers can get out there and access the key skills that they need very quickly.
I have spoken in the last 6 months, I have spoken to three different national, two state and one national, let's see, wait a minute, is that right? Two state and one national group of entrepreneurial educators. 10 years ago, none of that existed. And now, not only does it exist, but they're getting together and they're organizing. And the good news and the bad news, Catherine, is that right now a principal somewhere in America is looking at an English teacher and saying, next year you're our entrepreneurial teacher.
I love that.
And she doesn't know anything about entrepreneurship. She's never been an entrepreneur. She may have only kind of heard that word bannered about. She has no idea. So that's the good news. We got it. Now we got an entrepreneurial educator. The bad news is she doesn't know what it is, she doesn't know how to teach it, and she doesn't have a budget to give her the resources that she needs. That's what we've got to get to, Catherine.
Absolutely, and that's where companies like Intuit and also folks like yourself, Jim, that have communities and websites and resources, you know, our job is to get out there and make those available to folks even in the universities or the educational system to help give them those tools. And I think that the end goal is we want more small businesses to be successful. It's heartbreaking when we see people start and then fail. We want them to start and have those core skills they need to really to establish themselves and grow to whatever level they want to be able to grow.
Catherine, when I started doing my show, the SBA reported that 50% of businesses failed in 5 years. Within the last 6 months, Dun & Bradstreet issued another survey, another report that showed that 50% of businesses are failing in 4 years. I believe the reason they're failing is not because they don't have sales or because they don't have capital. I believe it's because they don't have the information they need. What do you think?
I would agree with you, and that's why obviously we're both committed to helping those small businesses get the resources they need. And I think a lot of that is upfront planning. So you've got a ton of tips, and so do we, around how do you help small businesses be successful if you're thinking about starting a business. Part of our work more recently showed that at any given point in time, Jim, over 10 million people out there are thinking about starting a small business. Mm-hmm. They either have an idea or they're saying, gosh, I really want to quit this corporate job. What could I do and work on my own? So as they're in that planning process, how do we start giving them the tools they need, that entrepreneurial education, so they can start off on the right foot?
And to break that down even further, the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor found that 1 in 12, that those people really account for 1 in 12 employees are actively planning a business.
Yes.
Very interesting statistic. Catherine, if someone wanted to find out what Intuit could offer them, how would they do that?
Well, if you're out there and you're an entrepreneur thinking about starting a small business, I would go to Intuit.com to read more about this report. You could also go to JumpUp.com, which is our site that helps with entrepreneurial education. But I would say entrepreneurs in general have a lot of great tools and resources that they can reach out and help them get planned and started.
Intuit.com, the report's there. Can we download the report there?
Can we have it
sent to us, or...
You absolutely can.
Because I've got a nice, beautiful bound document here that I wouldn't mind seeing other people have. Is that available there?
It is. It's an extensive report, but downloadable, and people can browse through it or download pieces that they're interested in having for other purposes.
Folks,
absolutely.
It's plain English. It's well written. It's easy to read. If I can understand it, you can understand it, I promise you. So I encourage you to do that. It's Intuit.com. Catherine Harrell and I will be right back. She's with Intuit, and we got more to come. I want to ask her about some of the other things in this report that I think you'll appreciate. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till the hour. You'd think I'd learn to tell time after all these years, wouldn't you? 7 till the hour, 53 after. Another way of saying it, Catherine Harrell is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. Catherine is with Intuit. She's senior marketing manager there. She's brought to us this outstanding report. I'm very happy, Catherine, that you were able to spend some time with us today, because I wanted to have you here when we talked about this report. I haven't told my audience about it because I wanted to make sure that you were here to do this. And by the way, folks, I want to remind you, you can go to Intuit.com and find this report. I encourage you to do that, Intuit.com. Check that out. And also, what's the other one, the other website, Catherine?
It's JumpUp.com, and that's really a site designed strictly for people thinking about starting a small business, entrepreneurs.
Right.
If you're already in business, there are great tools and resources there, too, but it's more for those 10 million out there saying, maybe this year's my year to do it.
One of the things you talked about in your report was the impact of technology.
Yeah.
On entrepreneurs. In 1998, I started telling my audience that of all the other things that you're going to have to continue to do in the 21st century, there are going to be three things that are fairly new that you must add to your repertoire, and that is you must be able to network, you must be able to build strategic alliances, and you must leverage technology. Talk to us about that.
Well, it's absolutely true. You're right on target with it. And I think in general, especially when we talk about the different types of entrepreneurs that continue to emerge, people like the Gen Yers have been using technology since grade school. And so it's just in their blood, and they automatically come into the scene having a lot of advantages because they can use it in so many ways to help them be successful, whereas baby boomers might struggle with that a little bit more. But some of the things we're finding is one, you know, word of mouth about your business is so incredibly important. And in the digital age, with instant communication and blogs and all these different rating systems, the reputation of you and your business can be made or broken very, very quickly. And so I think that a lot of people can also take that to their advantage if you're using technology to help, you know, get word about your product out there and help it be successful.
Right.
I think the second thing we found that was interesting about small businesses and where they're going is mobility. Over 70% of small business employees are mobile or remote. So whether it's an electrician that has four or five employees in the field, or another type of consulting company that has a lot of employees that work from home, small business owners need to give their employees the technology and tools they need to be successful and to be mobile. And we're going to see more and more of those mobile devices in small businesses
well,
in the future.
Well, exactly. And that's going to change the face of management and employment, because now we've got folks who are teleworking all the time, not just in special occasions. And, you know, when I was an employee of Xerox, for example, back in the 70s and 80s, Catherine, I got all my information from them. Everything that I knew about what I needed to know, I got from my company.
Right.
And I got it when they gave it to me. I mean, obviously, I read the paper, you know, and I kept up with other things. But basically, the things I needed to know, I got from my company. Today, my employees are bringing me stuff that they get from the Internet. They're saying, hey, did you see this? Look what I found. You know,
and
technology has given them that kind of power and has made them so much more effective and efficient for me.
And smart entrepreneurs will really enable that and say, bring me that information. You know, find out what people are saying. Find out new tidbits and nuggets that will help us be more competitive and be successful as a small business. And so also empowering your employees, if you are that small business owner, to do so is a fantastic idea.
Right. Absolutely. Last thoughts, Catherine. We got 1 minute.
Last thoughts. The report has some great information, so if you're interested, I would encourage you to get out there and use it. I think the other thing is, for existing small business owners, it's great to know what the future will hold and, quite frankly, what your competition might be and how that will change. If you're going to be out there competing against one of these Gen Yers that's really tech-savvy, you know, what do you need to be learning today, and how can you take advantage of the great tools and resources out there to stay competitive so that your business will survive and absolutely thrive in the future?
And
encourage them out there to use those resources.
And make sure that if you're doing anything today that you were doing in the 20th century, there's a compelling reason for it, because it might be holding you back. Catherine, the Intuit.com website, folks, is where you can find the report. Will you come back another day, Catherine?
I would love to.
We'll get you back and we'll do this again.
Thank you.
Catherine Harrell, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Marketing Manager with Intuit. She'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.